The girl in the blue dress played at every Nevada City Christmas through the month of December for 8 years. That girl was Emily White. She started playing these festivals in the quaint California town 18 years ago, employed by the town when she was just 6 years old. She gained quite a reputation and was known in the papers by the blue coat she wore each year. After 2 seasons, she made enough money to take her and her mother out on a 2-week trip in Europe.
I was young and cute and played a lot of violin and smiled and people liked me. I was tiny and blonde and big-cheeked and in a little blue coat that my grandma had like given me for Christmas last year. I would play like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Christmas duets and Suzuki duets and just little kid stuff. And people threw $20 bills in the case.
White started playing at the age of 3 and quickly took to her instrument.
I participated in the Music in the Mountains Young Musician Competition every year from 2nd grade through 12th grade. And I think I won every year except for maybe one or two in which I came in second. And there were many years in which I came in first on violin and second in piano or something like that. I was kind of obnoxious.
She left Nevada City to attend high school, where she continued practicing earnestly with the exclusive Sacramento Premier Youth Symphony.
Then I started in the very back of the second violins, and by the time I graduated high school, I was second chair.
She played a special classical violin made by Italian guitar maker Perrone in 1775. It was one of 5 models he ever made. After the first of 2 auditions for Juilliard, something went wrong.
Through playing violin for years and my body growing while I had orthodontia and like... Possibly doctors think that my jaw might have been slightly malformed to begin with, but violin just exacerbated it, like, over the years. So there's, like, a ball joint in each side of your jaw, and mine slipped to the point where it cut off the blood flow to the, like, jelly pads that are in all your joints, and the pads are, like, mostly completely gone.
Her dream to become a professional violinist may have been crushed, but she has begun dusting off her old bow among friends.
I was depressed, I was miserable, I was crazy, my life totally fell apart, I didn't know what I was doing with myself, and years later, now I have an art degree, and I started playing violin in like a bluesy band that my friend started.
Now, and she has learned that sometimes you need to improvise.
I suddenly started having fun with it again in a way that I hadn't. Honestly, it came back so fast. The skills and the speed and the muscle memory and the calluses and all of it came back so unbelievably fast.
I'm Vincent Barone with WUSB News.